So then NBC takes it over, and then you are subject to scrutiny? Did your superior say, hey, listen, Captain, we don't like the fact that you're going off on your weekends, or you've got this obligation, you can't be in the studio. Did they actually say that to you?
I was asked a lot of questions about how much time off do we have to give you? What are we required to do? I was asked to come in on weekends. They knew I had one of my military weekends.
So they set you up? Are you saying they set you up? They knew that they knew you had a schedule, that you had to be in the military. And the military is not something you can say, look, I can't go. I got to give the weather in Kansas. I can't be there. You got to go when you got to go.
Right.
All right. So you're saying that NBC, not NBC, I don't think it goes up to the top of NBC, but the management of the Weather Channel was actually setting you up, making it more difficult for you to fulfill both obligations, your job obligation and your military obligation, correct?
Correct. And especially, you know, some of the things were one weekend it was over a hair consultation. And when you've known for months that I have a military weekend, why would you even ask a person to be coming in for something as frivolous as that? And the way my lawyer puts it, and I think this is well stated, is it's a loyalty test. And part of the reason that we came forward with this isn't because of my case. So many people go through this with management.